Mason Nealon talking with Audubon volleyball head coach Molly Lang. Molly, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So let's talk about kind of how you guys have gotten things going. Just a week of practice here, but during the summer, what did you guys do to kind of get ready for the volleyball season?
Yeah, so I guess I kind of, with me coming into the program and, you know, Coach Kern did an excellent job with the kids these last few years, but obviously just some changes with the new coach, and it was really nice to have summer to kind of implement my system and kind of get them used to maybe my cues or how I'm going to be teaching some of the skills. So that's really kind of how I framed our summer workouts. Obviously getting in shape in the weight room and strength and speed and things, but volleyball-wise was a lot of breaking down technique and fundamentals and, like I said, just kind of them getting more used to me. I've worked with them in the past, but not quite in this role. So it was. I thought it was a really productive summer of kind of slowing things down so that now that season's here, we can speed up.
And so kind of how have the girls adjusted to this new coaching system that you're bringing in?
Good. You know, I've coached a couple of them with some club stuff or just some private lessons or things in the past. And the senior group I actually had when they were freshmen because I filled in for Coach Gruen when she was on maternity leave. So it really, I felt like, was pretty seamless in that way where, and I've had them in the classroom, so they know me pretty well. They know kind of what to expect in that way. So, no, I felt like it's a really good transition, and, you know, they just, it's been just really high energy in the gym, and it's been really fun to be a part of.
And then for you guys, I mean, obviously this is your first year back at Audubon, but when you look at it, there's a little bit of changes from last year to this year. Can you kind of give us an insight on kind of who's returning from last year or who's kind of stepping in for this year?
Yeah, so, I mean, key returners from last year, Harlow Miller. One change we're making with her this year is moving to the outside, giving her just a few more options maybe offensively and kind of give us a better flow with our offense and defense even in that way too. And then Anna Larson, she is our returning setter. Caden Spohr on the outside. We're looking at her maybe a little bit as a libero as well. She is one of our strongest passers. Those three are kind of the core for returners. And then we also have some newcomers here with, a returner in a sense and a newcomer in a sense with Maddie Kasper-Bauer. She has been out the last couple of seasons with injuries. So another senior with some experience at the varsity level, but it's been a couple years since she's played. Riley Miller, we have her as a transfer in from Exira. She obviously knows the girls super well from playing together in all of our other sports and just an athlete. We made her switch a little bit from being a setter to an outside. And that's been a really good move, I think, for her and for our team. Abby Wanzer, she's another returner. She transferred in last year from IKM Manning and started as a middle. She'll also be one of our middle hitters this year. Lucy Sanderson, she's a returner from last year. She's really grown from her freshman to sophomore year, and especially with starting in some other sports as well, that gives her a little bit more confidence coming into this fall. Another key newcomers would be Maya King as a defensive specialist. We have Maddie Derry. She's our new school counselor's daughter. He's also helping me coach, but she's moving in and is another defensive specialist, libero. Jordan Mulford, she also played some DS libero last year. We just have a lot of depth in a lot of positions, and it's really fun to see just early to kind of get 6-on-6 going pretty competitively in the gym.
And, I mean, we talked a little bit before we got on here, but you guys start with that scrimmage down in Atlantic, and, I mean, you're going to have a lot of teams there and a lot of chances to look at some different things. Are you excited to be able to go down there before the season and kind of iron some of the things out there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's one of those where I like to have those ironed out, honestly, probably before season even starts. But just this year with us having so much depth in different positions, anytime you can get an early season or preseason scrimmage in, it's nice to really kind of try some different lineups or put some kids in some different positions. You know, just going into it this next week, I have about two or three different ones that I really want to try, which is awesome and kind of narrowed down from the summer when I had probably about 10 of them. So good to see, you know, the more that we can play, the better, and especially at a high level against other varsity teams.
And then looking at your schedule here, I mean, you start out with two tournaments right away, and then you go into some of those kind of one-on-one matchups there. Are you excited to see that you have those two tournaments right away to be able to face some other competition?
Yeah, so we have that triangular right away with Kuhn and Panorama, who, I mean, obviously Kuhn is probably one of the top teams in the area with so many kids coming back and such talented athletes. I'm excited for that to be one of our first matches to really kind of see how we measure up. I know that's kind of who ended the girls' season last year, and just to kind of really gauge potential and kind of, like I said, I think we have a pretty high ceiling this year. And then that South Central Calhoun tournament is always so competitive. They bring in such great teams, but it's nice to get lots of games in early before we start a really, really intense conference play.
You talk about that intense conference play. I mean, have you seen kind of anything or know anything about the conference or where you guys may end up falling in that conference?
Well, it kind of depends. I think that we probably should be in the top half or top third. That being said, obviously, Trainer always has such tradition. Riverside has really turned their program around the last 5 years or so and is a powerhouse, especially at the 1A level. Tri-Center is always so strong. Underwood should have some kids back that should be pretty solid and decent. You know, it's just every night where you're going to get tested in the WIC, and you got to be ready to go and play at a high level. And that's something that I value, that I, as much as I want to win, the biggest thing I want to compete. And when you compete, you get put yourself in a chance to win. So if we're playing against really, really solid two-way competition, that just makes us better.
Well, Molly, we appreciate you joining us here today, and we wish you the best of luck going forward on the young season.
Thank you so much.